Hello, good evening. Today is the 28th of December 2018. I'm here with your first podcast, with my first interview with Katyusha. Hello, Katyusha.
Hello, Stefano.
How are you, Katyusha?
I'm very good. Thank you for inviting me here.
Thank you for coming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a nice experiment that we are doing now today. We are in my house, in front of my fireplace. It's really hot here. And we are drinking a nice infusion. What are you having?
I'm having something like with mint and cocoa. Mm. Very refreshing because it here is very, very warm.
It's very warm. I'm having a fruit infusion and I'm very hot now. I'm kind of sweating at the moment. But anyway, let's get into the core of the podcast. So this podcast is created because I wanted to... So your experience, your life is an example of how some Italian person can become, let's say, bilingual, not from when you were born, but they can use English as a second language without any problems, for work, for life, for pleasure, for traveling, for love, and for everything you want. So before we start, Katyusha, can you give us a little bit of background on you, like, who are you? Because I know you, but people who are listening, they don't know you. So we take advantage for this to refresh some English language, basic English language, like where are you from, how old are you, what's your work, what job do you do, etc., etc., etc. So
sure.
Give us some little...
Yes, so my name is Katyusha, but actually I'm Italian, 100% Italian.
Job do you do, etc., etc., etc. So
sure.
Give us some little...
Yes, so my name is Katyusha, but actually I'm Italian, 100% Italian. And I'm from here, from your region, from your country, so from Ancona.
Oh, from Ancona, okay,
yes.
In the middle of Italy, isn't it? In the center of Italy, yeah.
It's called Italy's Elbow.
Italy's elbow.
Yes.
Oh. Look up for this vocabulary word, the elbow of Italy. Interesting.
Right, right. And so I'm 36 years old. Shouldn't have said it, actually.
Yeah, but anyway, okay. It's for teaching purposes.
We are among friends, so yeah. It's okay. And I'm currently teaching at school, German, basically, and English. And also at university, but in Italian, and it's a very boring topic, like ecoride.
Okay,
yes.
Because Italian universities still... Now, there are some universities in Italy that teach only in English, are there?
Yes. Not only, but they have some...
Some lessons in
extra
English.
Extra lessons, some yes.
Okay.
English taught courses, yes.
Okay, the first question I want to ask you is, okay, what you do for your life is you are an English... No, you are a language teacher, German and English.
Right.
In the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
So the classic, standard English and German teacher. You have to follow the syllabus, you have to follow the books, or you try to implement something new in that.
That's a good question. I don't have to do it, because I'd like to bring something new, some new air, so to say, fresh air to the standard system.
Yeah.
So I try to attend some courses, like the last summer.
Yeah.
I attended the, how called, CELTA course.
The training course for to become an English teacher.
For English, English teachers and for trainers.
Yeah, I don't remember. CELTA is a certification... Of English language teaching
adults,
to adults,
yes,
I think.
Something like this. And so I try to implement this method, if I can say this.
Yeah.
It's not a method, but I like to say this.
Yeah, this methodology is techniques or different ways.
So I have to follow a program, but not the book, not...
So you have to follow a syllabus, but then it's up to you whether you use one technique or another.
Yes, it's quite free.
So I know that.
And I could see that CELTA course enhanced me to implement a new method to involve students.
So do you enjoy your lessons more now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also students, I could say. Students.
So do you enjoy your lessons more now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also students, I could say this.
So students enjoy more, you enjoy more. Is there a requirement to have this certification to teach in English in Italian schools? Or is just something that you did for yourself?
I did it for myself.
So it's not required?
No, no, not at all.
It's not? Okay. I don't...
So, all started before the summer with a friend of mine. So she did it in September and I did it in August. Yes, was it?
She did in September the previous year?
No, this year.
Ah.
So I did it in August during the summer in Milan.
Yeah.
And she did it in...
September
and in Rome.
And in Rome. Yes. So you did it like together? Like,
almost together,
almost
yes.
Together.
And then we exchanged our
ideas,
opinions and... Yes, frustrations.
So as an English teacher like myself, I like you to, because a lot of my students think that it's impossible to speak English when you don't start learning English when you're young, when you're very small. If you start when you are old, it's too late, you can't do it. Since I'm an example of someone who learned English very late, because I started at the age of 22, I want to ask you, where did you start? When did you start to learn English? What did you do? I mean, in like two or three steps.
Yeah.
Like, how did you start? When did you start? And how did you become an English teacher today? Like, internationally qualified English teacher today with your CELTA certification. So, you know, it's a long way. Yeah.
It's a long way, yes. It was love at first sight, I think.
Love at first sight.
Yes.
At the age of?
Of 8.
Oh, so you started pretty young, yeah?
Yeah.
At the age of 8, did you do private lessons? Your mother spoke English? Did you travel a lot when you were 8?
No.
No?
Not traveling. No, my mother is pure
Italian.
Uh-huh. Didn't know any foreign languages.
Wow.
I still visualize some images, some drawings of jingle bells.
Ah, some songs, yeah.
Yes. Those
beautiful
particular things you do... at particular times during the year.
Yeah,
so,
like this period of
the
year. Now it's we are synchronized. It's Christmas.
Jesus,
yeah.
It's Christmas, New Year's Eve, etc. Yeah.
Okay, so that was the love at first sight. You loved it.
Yes.
Was maybe the teacher was good or
also,
yeah?
Yeah.
Enthusiastic.
Was it a lovely teacher?
Lovely
Maria.
Teacher. Maria, hello Maria.
Hey.
If she's still with us.
Yes, and then I was curious by not only the language but also the culture, what was behind those images, those strange words.
Yes, it's not about only translation, no? It's not like tavolo, table, no, it's beyond that, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah. The culture is interesting, I think, yeah. What did, I mean, now that you learned a lot of English, interesting, I think, yeah. A lot of English, you've been using English for your life, work, for everything, also for love, I think.
Yes,
right. Yes.
For love.
So love, work, and traveling, you know, there's three steps. What do you think is the most interesting thing that you still find about English culture? Or about what the English language gives you as a, like, I don't know, thinking differently?
What I like most is... having access to all the sources on the internet, on all the topics you have in mind, you want to look for something.
You find the solution.
You find everything. Not only Italian articles, only in your languages. Sorry, your language. See, since I'm in Italian, so I'm in Italy, my English is worsening. It's getting worse and worse. But still, I have some friends to speak with.
To speak with. So you found that you have access to all materials, videos, podcasts.
Information,
education,
about any topics, education,
anything, and it's interesting because this is the thing I like most about English is the same. I mean, I can study any topic at top level, usually for free, or maybe I paid a course. I signed up to Udemy. You know the platform Udemy, the Udemy.com.
You told me about this.
Yeah, it's the biggest platform for video courses online. Is the largest I think market, the video courses market in the world, and I attended two or three courses on video editing, video courses editing and everything else, and it was top quality, I mean, something outstanding, and it was for free.
Right.
But it was only in English,
mm-hmm.
and thousands of euros, and I don't think the quality would be the same.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But also, the thing that's like yoga, meditation.
Yoga, meditation.
Those particular things or topics, you can have access to all the teachers.
The best teachers in the world,
in the world, yes.
Yeah.
Not only in Italy.
Yeah. So we have more options, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel very lucky that I speak English. So anyway, so what was the way, how did you practice English when you were 8 and on? You know, how did you keep your English alive? Because, okay, at school you have the exercises, yeah, but, I mean, there was no internet, nothing. How did you really, like, keep it alive, you know? Like, some people listen to songs, some people watch films, but films back then wasn't an option, I think.
So remember, I mentioned Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, yes.
From that
back then wasn't an option, I think.
So remember, I mentioned Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, yes.
From that song, I went on. So I experimented. So hearing and listening to foreign music.
Oh.
And I wanted to discover what is behind this melody, these strange words.
Strange sounds,
yes.
Like So what did you do? Did you find the lyrics? Did you...
At the time, we didn't have internet.
Yeah.
But I tried to read for... Yeah, read? Or what else? Yeah, no internet, no phone, no smartphones.
Yeah, how did you find the lyrics? Yeah. In books, maybe,
yes,
or...
I went to the news agent and then bought some... Tipo Sorrisi e Canzoni, can I say?
Ah, Tipo Sorrisi e Canzoni, yeah, like with the song's lyrics, yeah?
Yes.
Oh my God, yeah. I remember that sometimes to find the lyrics, I had to buy the CD with the lyrics, because otherwise it was impossible to find the lyrics.
Yeah. When my brother and I, we used to buy some CDs, we looked for the
CD with the booklet, because the CD without booklet was useless.
Yeah, I remember the specific songs of Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden, which song?
Fear of the Dark.
Fear of the... Oh, beautiful. Yes. I used that song with one of my students. She said, oh, I love Fear of the Dark. And it's a beautiful song.
Yeah. So I remember still, I visualize still this image with my brother and
beautiful
reading
song.
The booklet, the lyrics.
How old were you when you...
I don't
15? 15, 16 maybe?
Yeah,
because this student of mine... hello, Alessia, but she's not going to listen to it.
Hello,
but
Alessia.
This student of mine, she asked me to use that song for practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that song. And she's 15 or 16 now. Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
From that CD, there are also other nice songs.
Yeah.
I don't know the titles, but...
Yeah. But, so maybe if you're 15...
And then once I took part in a competition when I was at school, so secondary school this time, so... when I was a bit older, and so I translated a song by Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, but what was the competition about?
Was about...
translation? No.
Not only translation, but finding the right words in Italian.
Oh, so the perfect
for
translation.
The English song, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Quit playing games with my heart, something like this.
Beautiful.
And then I used to... translate or to give my homework to my professor at the time. So we worked together.
Yeah.
She corrected me the translation, but it didn't fit the melody actually. So,
but it was good.
It was nice.
But why did you have to sing that song then?
No.
Ah, okay.
Only
so
the lyrics.
Yeah, because it's impossible to fit the melody. Right. I mean, it's quite important.
But you focus on the translation, the perfect translation.
Yeah.
It's not like this because with songs you have to fit the right word and the right melody.
Yeah. It's,
the translation
it's
is
pretty
not
difficult.
Literal.
Yeah. I think it's nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get resolved. Anyway, so before starting this podcast, I interview a little bit. You said you went to Germany.
Yes.
You started I think the first country you visited was Germany, wasn't it?
Right. Was Germany.
And in Germany, they speak German. They don't speak English.
Yeah.
So why didn't you speak just German there? I mean,
it was horrible.
It was horrible, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was ashamed because at the beginning I was shy to speak German.
And it's difficult.
And it's very difficult. So for the first 5 or 6 months, I used to speak English.
Only English?
People, yes.
See? Thank you, Lord, you speak English. So English saved your life there,
yes,
yeah? Okay.
Also in China saved my life.
Yeah, because in China, I think if you learn Mandarin, it takes you, what, 10 years? And then they speak another dialect, so you won't understand them anyway.
In these two countries, yeah. English saved my life. Yes.
Yeah, I believe that, you know, the thing about I like about English is that I can go to any country in the world. Even in Armenia, I found someone who speaks English, I can speak to an Armenian people. If you don't speak English, it's really complicated, you know. I have a lot of... You have many... what is the range of your international friends? Can you... I like the idea that with English, I don't have only English friends, which actually English, British English friends, I don't have any. I have Scottish friends. I have half Scottish, half Irish friends. Some British people, I know, yeah, a few from London. And then Spain. Mm-hmm. And Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then with them I speak Spanish because I can speak Spanish. But before, wow. I would speak English with them. Where India, which they think, I mean, they say they speak English, but trust me, it's not English. Anyway, you speak a little bit of English with them. And then Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah, friends from Egypt, which is, they speak Arabic and forget about it. And what about you? Where are your friends from, you know?
Maybe
like your international friends.
Yes, maybe I met them in those countries, so Ireland, England, or Italy.
Italy, but
Germany,
they were from?
But, okay, in Germany, there were a lot of people from Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
And from Egypt.
Egypt.
And then in China, I've met people from Italy, of course.
Yeah.
And
did you meet any Chinese people? Do you make any Chinese friends?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you spoke English.
Yes, of course. Or with gestures.
Well, maybe you say ni hao.
Sign language, yes.
Sign language, yeah.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Beautiful. So you confirm that you can have international friends, which are not, they don't have to be from England.
But you
can speak with Arabic
yes.
speakers.
I do confirm, and they are not native speakers.
Yeah.
And then they visited me. So
they come to visit you here.
Yes.
Yeah, you see. So there is a possibility to speak English in Italy or not.
Yes. And the more you go ahead, and then the more you met people. You meet people.
Yeah, you attract them. You know, if you're willing to.
Recently, I've met people from America.
Where?
Bilingual. People.
Where? Here in...
In Italy,
you see? So, you don't have to go... I mean, going abroad is, of course, the first option, you know, is the best.
Yes.
But even if you don't, I think today I live in this little town called Porto Recanati. I'm in the countryside, so, okay, here there's no English. But 1 kilometer from my house, there is a big building with all Arabic people, Egyptian people, a little bit of, refugees, let's say. They all speak English.
Right.
So if you want to speak English, you just walk around and start speaking English. You know, I say hello, inshallah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You mix up the language. Anyway, so how do you use your English today? So you said you use it for learning, personal development. You know, you study
yes.
any topics. Do you use English for something else every day, like in general, for
yes,
private
I like
life,
watching
a lot
movies,
yeah.
Yes, movies online.
Yeah,
basically, and I usually try to find some new or old films.
So you like watching films in the region,
yeah.
whether
maybe with subtitles or with not.
Yeah. Okay, and for work, private life, how do you use your English?
I have some books in English. Or
you have some, so you read some
yes.
books in English online. How do you use English online?
Online news.
The news, yeah.
Yes.
The news, yeah.
Worldwide news.
Yeah.
And of course, songs.
Songs,
music.
Yeah.
And
so you're still listening to songs with the lyrics, yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's your passion.
Amazing.
I think that's one of the best ways to start learning English, isn't it?
It is.
I remember my first song. What was your first? Your first song was "Fear of the Dark."
No, it was not the first.
What was the first song? You remember the first song?
Okay, Only and Always Jingle Bells, but...
Yeah, apart from that, yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Which song?
I love Michael Jackson. Black and White.
Black and White.
And,
beautiful.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Because the album at that time...
Ah, so all the songs from the album.
Yes.
I remember my first song, which I look up. There was the internet, but it was really, really slow. Mm-hmm. I remember I found the lyrics to... a song by Eminem. It was called Stan with Dido.
Okay. I remember. Yes.
Oh my God. And I remember because I was watching the TV in Ireland and my friend, the Irish friend, he told me, oh, do you know, that's a real story, you know? And I look at the screen and I think, uh-huh. Yeah. The problem is that I don't know what they're talking about. So... I knew that it was a real story, but I didn't know what the story was about. So I found the lyrics, read the story, and then I understood what the story was. And it's, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Eminem is not the best option to start learning English with songs. Anyway.
I went on with Sting and read his biography.
Oh, Sting is good.
I visited Newcastle upon Tyne when
Newcastle.
He was born.
Newcastle, oh, yes. Beautiful. Sting has a very good English when he sings, yeah?
Yes.
Is it clear?
It's clear. It's yeah. clear. And oh. also U2, Bonobox.
Oh, yes, U2, yeah. It's amazing. Anyway, wow, I think that's been a pretty long one. Yeah, that's good. How do we finish this? Now you use English every day. What would you tell
Almost
our listeners?
Every day. Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you use it on an everyday basis, yeah. Let's say. Okay. But what would you say to our listeners that usually are intermediate to advanced learners? So they know a little of English, but they don't use English on their life yet. I mean, they're learning English, but they don't use it in their life. They don't use it for learning. They're still studying English. They're not using English. What would you tell them? What is your little bit of advice for making the transition from being a student of English and becoming a user of English?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
What comes to my mind now is why not starting watch movies online or Netflix or whatever, at home and inviting friends.
Oh, friends.
Yeah, with friends. And then after that, you can arrange a debate.
Oh, a little discussion, little debate with some friends who are willing to practice English.
Yes.
Ah, that's beautiful. So it doesn't become like a stressful situation where you watch a film, you study the film, but it's more like a social event. Social event where you all learn English together. So it's fun. It's not studying. It's fun.
And you bring home some popcorn.
Popcorn, maybe you can create some...
Homemade food.
Yeah, you can make some pancakes or British tea. Oh, that's a beautiful... I think that's...
And why not? Cooking in English is one of your ideas, no?
Cooking in English together, yeah. Yes. Maybe following a recipe. That's beautiful. I think that's the best way.
And then also eating in English.
Eating in English, yeah. So like chewing in English,
yes.
Breathing in English. Yes. Yeah, I know that. That's beautiful. Anyway, that's very good. So guys, remember that from being a student of English to a user of English, it's not a matter of your level. You can be low level, intermediate level, advanced level, but if you're a student of English, you will never use English for your life. So the transition, as Katyusha said just a minute ago, is one of the ideas, practical ideas, is organize an event with your friends, at least two or three friends,
yes.
And just organize an English atmosphere. Yeah? With popcorn and, I don't know, maybe a film.
If it's in the evening. If it's in the afternoon, you can start
You can make
with
some
tea.
Yeah.
Some
pancakes, some crisps, whatever it is. And then enjoy your English just for the sake of it. Not for learning English, but just for enjoying.
For fun.
Just for fun. Very good. So use English for fun. Beautiful. Thank you, Katyusha. I love this conversation.
Thank you.
It was like 24 minutes. I think it's perfect.
Boring.
No, it's not boring. People will love it. Please subscribe to the channel to receive your next the next episode, which will be soon with someone else. Maybe Katyusha will come back later in the future, I don't know. What else? I think that's it. Subscribe, leave a comment, download, share, do whatever you want.
Have fun,
and Happy New Year, because 2 days, no, 3 days,
yes.
In 3 days it's 2019. Bye-bye, thank you very much, Katyusha.
Thank you.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Grazie per aver ascoltato questo episodio del podcast di Inglese Vero. A seconda del tuo livello, ti consiglio di riascoltare il podcast più e più volte per poter capire meglio, ma soprattutto per poter farci l'orecchio. Ogni persona che intervisto ha un modo di parlare inglese diverso dall'altra e serve un po' di tempo per farci l'abitudine. Se il podcast ti è piaciuto e ti è sembrato interessante, aiutami a diffonderlo condividendolo con i tuoi amici. Aiuterai così a poter proseguire e fare altre interviste sempre più utili, interessanti e, perché no, anche divertenti. Inoltre, scarica la rivista digitale gratuita Update Selection dal mio sito www.inglesevero.it se vuoi mantenere il tuo inglese e praticarlo in modo concreto o in modo vero, come lo chiamo io. Nel sito troverai anche numerosi video, contenuti e curiosità per il tuo inglese vero. Thank you very much.